Water is the single most important resource for staying alive. A person can survive for weeks without food, but only a few days without water. When you find yourself in a survival situation, whether you are stranded in the backcountry, lost on a desert hike, or facing a disaster that has cut off your normal water supply, knowing how to find and produce clean water can mean the difference between life and death. One of the most reliable and low-tech tools in a survivor's skill set is the solar ground still. This simple device uses nothing more than sunlight, plastic, and a hole in the ground to pull drinkable water out of the earth and plants around you. It requires very little equipment, works while you rest or handle other tasks, and can produce water even in dry environments where surface water seems impossible to find. In this guide, we will explain exactly what a ground still is, how it works, when you should use one, and how to build your own step by step. By the end, you will understand both the strengths and the honest limitations of this technique, so you can put it to work when it matters most. What is a ground still and how does it work? A. Solar ground still is a survival device that uses the power of the sun to turn moisture trapped in soil and plants into clean, drinkable water. It sounds complicated, but the science behind it is something you already understand from everyday life. Think about how a bathroom mirror fogs up during a hot shower, or how dew forms on grass in the early morning. A ground still works on those exact same principles of evaporation and condensation. Here is how it happens. When sunlight heats the ground inside a covered hole, the moisture in the soil and any plant material begins to evaporate, meaning it turns from liquid water into water vapor. That warm, moist air rises until it hits the plastic sheet stretched across the top of the hole. Because the plastic is cooler than the air below it, the water vapor cools down and turns back into liquid droplets. This is condensation. Those droplets then slide down the underside of the sloped plastic and drip into a container placed at the center of the hole. The three key parts working together are heat from the sun, a plastic sheet to trap and condense the vapor, and a collection container to catch the water. Because the water travels through the air as vapor, it leaves behind salts, dirt, and many contaminants. The result is naturally distilled water. Why would you need a ground still? Clean water is not always easy to find when things go wrong. Imagine being stranded in a desert where there are no streams or lakes for miles, or getting lost during a hike with only a small amount of water left in your pack. Picture a natural disaster that has knocked out the power and left every faucet dry, or a situation where the only water nearby is a muddy pond that could make you seriously ill. In each of these cases, a ground still gives you a way to produce water when no safe source is available. The biggest advantage of a ground still is that it produces purified water. Because the water evaporates and leaves impurities behind, the liquid you collect is free of many contaminants, including salt, harmful bacteria, and dirt. This makes it far safer than drinking from a questionable surface source. It also requires very little in the way of materials, and once it is built, it runs on its own using only sunlight. You can set it up and walk away to handle other survival tasks while it quietly works. Still, it is important to be honest about when a ground still makes sense. It works best in warm, sunny conditions with moist soil or plenty of green vegetation. It is not a fast solution and will not replace a good water filter or a large found water source. But when your options are limited, it can be a true lifesaver. How to build a ground still, step by step. Building a ground still is straightforward once you understand the steps. Follow this sequence carefully for the best results. Step 1. Choose the right location. Pick a spot that gets full sunlight for most of the day. Look for low areas like a dry creek bed or a valley where the soil is likely to hold more moisture. Damp soil and areas with green plants nearby will give you a better yield. Step 2. Dig the hole. Using your digging tool, dig a hole about 3 feet wide and 2 feet deep. The shape should be like a bowl, wider at the top and narrowing slightly toward the bottom. This shape helps the plastic sheet form a proper cone later. Step 3. Place the collection container. Set a clean, wide-mouthed container in the center bottom of the hole. Press it firmly into the soil so it stays level and will not tip over. This container will catch the water that drips down. Step 4. Add green vegetation, optional. To boost your water output, line the sides of the hole with non-poisonous green plants, leaves, or grasses. Keep them out of the container itself. The moisture in this vegetation adds to the total water you can collect. Step 5. Cover the hole with plastic. Stretch your plastic sheet across the top of the hole. It should be large enough to fully cover the opening with several inches of extra material on all sides. Step 6. Seal the edges. Pile soil, rocks, or sand along the entire edge of the plastic to create an airtight seal. This traps the rising vapor inside so it condenses on the plastic instead of escaping. Step 7. Add a center weight. Place a small rock or weight in the middle of the plastic sheet, directly above the container. This creates a downward cone shape so the condensed droplets slide to the lowest point and drip right into your container. Step 8. Add a drinking tube, optional. If you have a length of tubing, run one end into the container before sealing the plastic and leave the other end outside. This lets you sip water without disturbing the still. Step 9. Wait and collect. Let the still work through the heat of the day. Check it in the evening or the next morning to collect your water. What supplies will you need and how much water can it produce? Essential supplies. The beauty of a ground still is how few materials it takes to build one. Here is what you will need: a plastic sheet, clear or slightly opaque, roughly 6 by 6 feet in size, a clean collection container, such as a cup, bowl, or empty can, a digging tool, which can be a small shovel, a sturdy stick, or even your hands, a small weight or rock to shape the center of the plastic, a length of tubing, optional, but helpful for drinking without disturbing the still, because these items are lightweight and inexpensive, a plastic sheet and a few feet of tubing are smart additions to any survival kit or bug-out bag. Realistic water yield. It is important to have honest expectations about how much water a single ground still can produce. On average, one still will yield somewhere between half a liter and 1 liter of water per day. The exact amount depends on how moist the soil is, how much direct sunlight the location gets, and how warm the temperatures are. A still built in damp soil under a hot desert sun will produce far more than one dug in dry, shaded ground. Since an active person needs several liters of water each day to stay healthy, a single still usually will not meet your full hydration needs on its own. The best strategy is to build several stills at once across different spots. Running 3 or 4 stills together can add up to a meaningful daily supply and improve your chances of staying hydrated. A solar ground still is a simple but powerful tool that every prepper should understand. It turns nothing more than sunlight, plastic, and soil moisture into safe drinking water, and it does so without electricity, chemicals, or complicated gear. While a single still will not solve all your water needs, knowing how to build several of them could keep you alive when clean water is scarce. Practice this skill now, before you ever need it, so the steps feel natural in an emergency. Keep a plastic sheet and some tubing in your kit, stay aware of your surroundings, and remember that steady preparation is what separates those who struggle from those who endure.